Welcome back. We're so excited to close this evening with something really, really special. I'm deeply honored to introduce you all to Stephen. He's a dedicated yoga and meditation practitioner who uses the sound of gongs to heal. Stephen discovered the gong's healing powers, followed by his own traumatic brain injuries. And because of this remarkable recovery, he was inspired to focus his life's work on using the gong to assist in healing others. And I've personally been a part and taken part in several of Stephen's sound sessions throughout the years. And let me tell you, you are in for an incredibly special treat. I'm very excited for this. So when Stephen comes on, he's going to give you a little more insight on how it's best to receive this healing. But with all your love and energy, please welcome Stephen.
Thank you, everyone. I know it's been a long day for everybody. I'm very excited to be here. And thank you all for joining in. Without you, this community isn't possible. And this type of healing in this kind of way, where we're using sound and we're using it virtually, connects us from all areas of the country and around the world. So you not only get the energy of where I'm sitting and what I am playing, but you're getting the energy from all the different environments that everyone is in, who's literally online watching this right now and participating. So this is really a powerful experience. And if you've never had a sound healing before, or if you have, this is going to be different. As Jason mentioned, I use this to help me recover from several traumatic brain injuries. And the reason that it helped me is because it literally balances the nervous system, your central nervous system. So the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems, there's a balance between the two of them. And when they're out of balance, when we're high stress, that sympathetic response is turned on significantly. And actually, these devices, they tend to trigger it just looking at them, because the screen's actually flashing. So it's activating a certain area of the brain, and that area of the brain is also where the stress response is located. So as a result of even just being on that for a few hours, it's doing certain things to the neurochemistry. And when I play the gong, this gong is Sedna, is the name of this gong. This gong is going to work on your central nervous system, in particular your electromagnetic field. So our thoughts and our emotions generate our electromagnetic field. And when I was injured, that was completely out of balance. My nervous system, everything. I literally couldn't sleep. So a friend of ours, I was just telling this story a few moments ago, had one of these in their home and started to play it. And then I went to a yoga class where they played it at the end, and I went to sleep. And I hadn't been able to sleep for more than an hour, couple at a time for months because of the headaches and I had no balance either. My balance was off. This literally brought all that back, because it's also working on your inner ear, which is where our center of balance is, and that eustachian tube. 11 of the nine, or 9 of the 11 cranial nerves connect in here and run through this area and up into the brain. So sound has a significant impact on our reality. That whole adage, how does this go? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That's not totally true, because the sound, our ears, is totally wired to the brain. It's literally called brain entrainment. So when we're hearing things, our brain is entraining to that sound. So our environment that we live in, the people that we talk to, so the company we keep on all levels, not just externally, but internally, has an effect on that. And I use this to help bring me back into balance. Because as I mentioned, it's changing the neurochemistry. It's literally increasing the production of oxytocin, nitric oxide, serotonin, and a molecule that's called anandamide, which literally means the bliss molecule. So it is producing a state throughout this whole experience that moves us into a parasympathetic response and not so much that elevated stress response that the sympathetic nervous system is responsible for. So it started to create balance. And if anyone here has had any kind of head injury or know someone that does, they may look fine, but let me tell you, they don't feel fine. Because when your balance is off, everything is off. So this creates balance. And I'm literally going to play this gong. I'll start with one mallet, and I'll start with the heartbeat. And what that is going to do is begin to create entrainment with your whole body. So this is going to entrain with this. It's actually the opposite, but it's the easiest way to explain it. The harmonics that are coming off of this will begin to entrain the body. And by playing the heartbeat, it begins to create coherence in the heart. And then this will follow. This is automatic, this following this. This is driving the experience. It may seem like this is because I pay so much attention to this organ, but this one, the heart, is actually driving the experience. So if we can bring some coherence here, it will shift this completely. And this particular gong, Sedna, is tuned to middle C, and in general, that is this area of the body, the chest. So when this is happening, when we're listening, whether it's through headphones or through speakers, I would recommend one or the other. If you're listening through your iPhone or, you know, phone or something like that, that's okay. It'll still have its effect. If you are able, though, to listen to speakers, external ones, that will affect your outer environment. It'll literally embed in the walls because everything is made of atoms. So it's going to affect the structure of where you're living, not just internally. And if you're wearing headphones, you're going to get what is called some additional binaural beats. And when that's happening, the right and left hemispheres start to come into sync and start to balance each other. So when I'm playing, I make a point of at least with one of the mallets playing the heartbeat and continuing that throughout the session, because that's going to really set up this coherence in the heart. And the brain will follow. This is just automatic. And I literally, when I started to play, I would pass out. And sometimes I would wake up and the mallet would just be resting on the gong. Sometimes it was here or on the floor. And then it got to the point where I would play and I would come to again and I was still actually playing. Because at that point, it was not only muscle memory, but those, the neurochemistry and the wiring of the neurosynaptic connections was entrained enough that it just kept me in that state. You may have heard this terminology before. What fires together, wires together. So if I keep repeating that pattern, whatever it is, whether it's a thought or emotion, it's going to eventually wire together up here, and the body will remember. The body is really good at remembering, okay? So this particular gong, as I mentioned, this is Sedna. Now, Sedna is a dwarf planet that actually has a revolution around the sun that takes 11,000 years for it to orbit completely to go around. This planet just came back into view in 2003, I believe. As I mentioned, this is tuned here, and it's also a superconductor of electromagnetic energy. So it's going to amplify the thought and the emotion. So while you're listening, I usually suggest that people follow their breath. Now, why do I suggest that? Well, following the breath brings us back to being present. Most of the time, we're somewhere else. And not just on this, somewhere else, but our thoughts are toward the future or toward the past. And if I'm in this present moment, I'm bringing all of that energy back, away from people, places, and things that are not really serving a function why I'm sitting here. So it's best if I can bring that energy back, and I suggest the breath, because the breath is presence itself. And the particular breathing pattern that I recommend is inhaling through the nostrils. You want to expand the body. You want to expand your chest, your heart center, and the belly. And then exhale through a slightly open mouth. If you're not able to inhale through the nostrils, that's fine. It's more about bringing the awareness back to the breath so it's not distracted, because the mind is going to want to move. Anytime we're listening to anything, it wants to move off of just sound toward vision, because the visual is our main perception, is the one we pay the most attention to, not so much the sound environment. So this is going to help bring coherence to the heart. And when we breathe in that kind of fashion, it starts to balance the right and left hemisphere of the brain. It's a particular, what they call in yoga tradition, pranayama. Most people are familiar with breath work. So it's a particular pattern of breathing. Just like our thoughts and our emotions and what we do on a daily basis, they're patterns of behavior. This is going to set up certain patterns within the body, okay? And that's going to affect you on a very deep level, not just the physiology, but also these energy bodies that are around you. People call them an aura. And what is that? That's the combination of our thoughts and our emotions, this electric and magnetic energy coming together to create a field of energy around us. So when you're listening, if you can mingle the awareness with the breath, at least for the first few minutes, it'll start to set up this natural process of entrainment and start to bring balance just through breathing, just through the attention on the breath. I've done all kinds of retreats and higher yoga practices. They all start with the breath and they all end with the breath. When we come into this world, we take a breath, and when we leave, it's the breath that leaves. So it's obviously pretty important, because without it, for 3 or 4 minutes, we're gone. We're no longer here. So the breath itself is presence. So just paying attention to it slightly, mingling the breath slightly with it, will have an enormous effect, because without the breath, we're no longer here, as I just mentioned. It's really important. If you can't follow it, that's okay. You may notice the mind racing. That's just happening generally for pretty much all of us. It just happens to be very apparent when we start to focus on something else, specifically the breath. Because what that's doing is it's bringing the attention here and into the body, away from people, places, and things. And if I really want to heal and move forward, I need to not be paying attention to that. I need to be present, and I need to be here right now. So this is what I use to help bring me back, because I was literally in cognitive decline. I'll tell this brief story and then I'll start to play. They put that helmet on that's got all those sensors. It's called a QEEG. It's a quantitative analysis of the electrical conductivity in the brain. And before I started to play these, I went and had these tests done. And when they hooked me up to this equipment and they ran the test, I was 44 years old at the time, and it said that my electrical conductivity was that of someone who was 64. So I was going like this, pretty quick, and it did not feel good. And then I started to play these, and actually a much smaller gong, 24 inches in size, so quite a bit lighter and quite a bit smaller. After a year of playing, and I didn't play every day, I would play every couple days, because it took me a while to process it, for the body to start to integrate it. You know, if we go into a gym, you don't want to put all this weight on if you've never lifted anything at all. So it took me a little bit of time to get used to it. And after a while, I could feel what it was doing to me. I could feel it changing me. So what I began to do is pay more attention to, like, what is this that's actually happening? What is this doing to me? Well, I could feel it, and I could feel it bringing balance. So as a result, I'm here today sharing this with you. This particular gong, I said, is tuned to middle C. And that is going to work this area. This is really important. I've emphasized this already. But when we bring coherence to the heart, it shifts the entire chemistry of the brain and of the body. And when we have a thought, it triggers chemical reaction, a neurochemical response. So this works on what they call the psychoneuroimmunology of the body in this whole field. Okay? Very simple, very easy. Following the breath is the simplest kind of meditation that you could do. And whatever arises during your experience, whether it's different thoughts or emotions, come back to the breath. The breath is the key here because it'll bring you back to being present. And it doesn't matter what arises. Just notice it and come back to the breath. This is how we move through these different patterns. Okay? Very simple, very clean, very easy. I think that's really about it for sharing for right now for that. And I'm just going to go ahead and get started. And just make yourselves as comfortable as you can. You know, you can be seated, lying down. Someone asked me one time if they could do chores. I'm like, sure, if that's your meditative state. But ideally, you want as little stimulation from the outside as possible. So it's a withdrawal of the senses. We're going inward here. And this will take you somewhere else. This will take you beyond space and time, into that quantum realm that Oliver has been talking about today, where you can access that healing. And through that energy, through what he's given to you today, this experience that you'll have will help integrate that into the body and into your field. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. So just allow your awareness to gently mingle with your breath, inhaling deeply, expanding the body, the chest, the heart center, exhaling fully, letting go. And what I like to do with each round of breath is, as I exhale, I feel the body become just a little bit heavier each time. So inhaling through your nostrils, just allowing your awareness to be on the breath, expanding, exhaling fully, letting go. Letting go. Let the body become heavy. gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Inhaling deeply into the body, expanding, charging it with that prana, the life force, the chi. Exhaling fully, just letting go of any tension that may be left in the body, in the mind. Just gently bringing your awareness back to your breath. Excuse me. Just mingling the thoughts with the breath. Just noticing how the body feels, how the mind feels. Maybe gently wiggle the fingers and the toes, just bringing consciousness back into the body. And just take your time coming to, using the breath to bring you back to being present. And I'd like to thank everyone excuse me, for joining in online today. And you'll have to excuse me, I lost my place there. When I was speaking of that last story, I actually heard my voice over the system and it distracted myself. So I will finish with letting you know that after a year of playing the gong, they redid that test where they put the helmet on my head. They did the test 3 times because they didn't believe the results, because the results showed that my electrical conductivity was now that of someone who was 22 years old. So it went completely in the other direction. I completely reversed it. So I went from being 64 to 24. That's a huge span of difference. So I went from cognitive decline to my cognition coming back and improving upon my age. And that happened because this is conditioning the nervous system. And it's literally allowing, if you think of it like a pipe, if you had a small pipe, only a certain amount of water can flow through. But as the pipe gets bigger and expands, more water or more energy can come through that. So this is allowing your nervous system to handle a higher voltage. So this will make it easier for you to raise your vibratory rate, especially if you do decide to attend Oliver's classes. And I can honestly say that over the last few years that I've been working with Oliver and Mandy, I've seen an amazing transformation in their students, like nothing I've ever seen before from any of the practices that I've done. So I really want to thank you all for being here, for allowing me to share this with you in community. It's a powerful experience. And please, over these next few days, stay plenty hydrated. This is going to move a lot in your physical body. Even though it may not seem like it, everything is running off of vibration, off of frequency. It's continually modulating, continually moving. So this will integrate over the next 3 or 4 days in your body. So please stay plenty hydrated. And once again, thank you all very much. I look forward to seeing you in the future. Once you're enrolled, I will be the person that you will encounter for these sound healings. So thank you very much. Be well and stay well. Namaste.